They have something beautiful here. We're working on living with Shiva. I live with Shiva every day, but this is the book, Living with Shiva. And this is a couple of paragraphs from the introduction I'd like to read you. Most people think of themselves as remote from God, but the higher souls are living with Him every day, no matter what they are doing. They are living with God, whom we call Shiva, while working, while driving, or performing ordinary chores. Shiva is, for these remarkable devotees, closer than their breath, nearer than their hands or feet. This is true spiritual life, which recognizes that there is nothing that is not Shiva. Living with Shiva is Shiva consciousness. The reconciled past releases consciousness into the eternal moment in which we see Shiva as the life, light within everyone's eyes. Living with Shiva is living with everyone, every reptile, fish, fowl, animal, and creature, to the very smallest, in a consciousness of the one life force within all of them that sustains this perfect universe. Truly, God Shiva is everywhere. He is the energy within our mind manifesting thought. He is the thought thus made manifest. He is the light within your eyes. Feel within your fingers. God Shiva is the ignorance that makes the one seem two. He is the karma, which is the law of cause and effect. And He is the Maya, which is the substance of evolution in which we become so deeply immersed that we look upon the outside world as more real than God. God Shiva is all this and more. He is the sun, the earth, and the spaces between. He is the revealed scriptures and those who have scribed the scriptures. He is also in all who seek wisdom of the scriptures too. Shiva dances in the atoms throughout the universe. Shiva dances energetically, eternally. Shiva's eternal movement. His mind is all pervasive, and thus he sees and knows everything in all spheres simultaneously and without effort. Shiva is the self. And He is the energy we put forth to know the Self. He is the mystery which makes us see Him as separate from us. He is the energy of life, the power of the wind. He is the dissolution called death, the peace of motionless air. He is the great force of the ocean and the stillness on a calm lake. Shiva is all in all. Our great God Shiva is beyond time, beyond space, beyond form and form's creation, and yet He uses time and causes form. He is in the sky, in the clouds, in the swirling galaxies. Shiva's cosmic dance of creation, preservation, and dissolution is happening this very moment in every atom of the cosmos. Isn't that beautiful? That's your Shiva.